Hello.
Hello, my name is Alfred Escobar from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote as Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Republican.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Okay. Certain to vote.
Thank you so much. Would you please tell me your age?
69.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Caucasian, white, I guess.
Okay. I really appreciate your time. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction. DeSantis is a disaster.
Okay. Now, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Would you say
I know I'm a registered Republican, but I need to change that because it says the Republican Party has gone wacky.
Okay. Allow me to ask you, would you say you will definitely vote for Democratic candidate or lean toward the Democratic candidate?
Lean towards the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard or of us reach. As I read each of one, please tell me whatever you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Now, here's the first one. Thomas Chalifoux.
Don't know that person.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
No, I'd probably vote for Democrats in Congress far more than Republicans, that's for sure.
Okay, this is about your impressions. For example, if you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
To what?
For the Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Okay. Now, the next one is Darren Soto.
How long is this? I'm kind of busy.
It's just a few minutes more. I'll go through a few.
All right, well, okay, let's go.
Okay, Darren Soto.
Who's that?
This is a person.
Yeah, I gathered. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Not very connected.
No. Project 2025.
Oh, that's the worst thing in the world. It's horrible.
Okay.
I can't even imagine.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, yes. Favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable. Idiots.
Ron DeSantis.
Ah, horrific. awful, awful man.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. He's worse than DeSantis, which is hard to believe. I mean, you have to be pretty bad to be worse than DeSantis.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm neutral on him.
Okay. Now, and if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Oh, absolutely Harris. I would never vote for Donald Trump. Ever.
Okay.
With a gun to my head, I'd say shoot me.
Now, if the elections for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Greg Scott, the Republican, and David McCaskill Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Definitely the Democrat. Greg Scott is an idiot, too.
Okay. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I think I'm voting all Democrat, actually. I don't know this Soto. I guess I have to figure out who he is before I vote for him.
So which one do you lean more towards at this time?
Who? The Democrat. Whoever the Democratic, I mean, I'm going to vote all Democrat. I'm so disgusted with the Republicans right now.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads: no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notifications to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment, or no to oppose it?
Yes is voting for it to, for no one to tell me I can't have an abortion, right?
Okay. So you say yes, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator, who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, Colonel Thomas Chalifoux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the borders against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Charlie Fox will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country. Now, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Charlie Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Allow me to read them. Securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, bringing down rent prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, improving A4 and traffic congestions in Central Florida, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, ending the gun violence epidemic, creating
gun violence. Okay. It needs to be a priority.
Thank you for your responses. And which is the next most important issue? Securing our border?
No, like grocery prices and inflation, that sort of thing.
Allow me to tell you this. There are two options according to what you said. Lowering grocery prices is one, and the other one is lowering inflation and gas prices, just to let you know.
Okay, well then, grocery prices.
Okay, just a second. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here is the first one. Thomas Charlie Fox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus package, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. So do you think it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you.
Because he's not going to do anything to make that happen. Because he's a Republican idiot.
The next one he reads, Thomas Charlie Fox will put an end to the border crisis that filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Well, he's an idiot. He's not going to do anything for that either, so no. That doesn't, impress me at all. He's not going to do anything.
The next one, it reads, Thomas Charlie Fox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Charlie Fox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness.
Oh, he's just full of malarkey. So what's my best answer there? That's not going to convince me to vote for him. No way, no how. He's an idiot.
Okay. So, your answer will be?
I mean, he can say that all day long, but it's not gonna have me vote for him.
Okay.
So what's the best answer?
Okay, the answers are very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect.
No effect, because it's
okay.
All bullshit.
Now, Darren Soto opposed any policy that would allow the governor to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
So see, now if he's going to do that, hurrah. That would strongly influence me.
Okay. Now, the next one, it reads, Darren Soto helped bringing down the prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
See, that's another thing. Strongly that would sway me in his position.
Okay. Now, the next one he reads, Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriff and has brought home tens
right
of
there.
Millions.
Strongly agree.
It's very necessary to read the whole sentence so you can have that very idea.
Okay, I know, but we've been on the phone for 16 minutes.
It will be very quick. Allow me to read. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriff and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol's history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down to fentanyl and illegally entry.
Strongly.
Thank you so much. We're more than 50% by now. Now that you have heard a little bit more.
What, 50%? And I've been on the phone for 17, almost 18 minutes? And we're only halfway done?
We're 58% complete.
Oh, my God. I just walked in the door. I have frozen food sitting on the counter. I don't know what to say to you. This is too long.
I fully understand that. Allow me to give you a call back. That will be good for you.
Oh my God.
The next questions are very quick.
Okay, I'll give you 20 minutes, okay? 20 minutes
Thank
of my
so
time.
Much.
Go.
Okay.
Let's
now
be fast.
That you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one
Soto.
Do you think you will vote for? Okay.
Soto.
Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here is the first one. Darren Soto has been rubber stamped for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. So you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Despite having a personal fortune on hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chilfox continues taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks while his backed fights to abolishing Social Security and could support programs for veterans who are in need.
See, that's just being an asshole. He's just being a Republican jerk. So, you know, I would not vote for him. Ever.
Okay. So, it will be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts that I would vote for him? Is that what that means?
Yes, about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, I seriously doubt he would be a good candidate.
Okay. Now, while Chilfox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
Of course, just like Trump, just like his hero, Mr. Trump, who's an asshole. I would seriously not vote for him.
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe since being elected.
That's all lies. No effect.
It's important to read all the sentence right here. Now, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
No effect. I'm still going to vote for him. No effect.
Okay. Thank you. Thomas Chilfox stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
That would very strongly make me not vote for him. Very strongly.
Okay. Thomas, just a second. I'm typing your responses right now. Now, Thomas Chilfox folks blames excessive stimulus package for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Of course, because he's a jerk. I would strongly not vote for him based on that.
Okay, now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chilfox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay. What is your primary source for national and political news? Allow me to read them, and you can stop me anytime. Talk radio. Orlando Sentinel. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Your local newspaper, cable news network, local network affiliates like CVS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, El Nuevo Día, internet-based news sources, social media apps. Okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I have my BS and a subspecialty degree. master's degree.
Okay. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
I believe I'm a moderate.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good
once
luck.
Again. Goodbye.
Good luck. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.